President Jacob Zuma of South Africa has expressed gratitude to President Mills for the prudent management of Ghana's economy in the last 2.5 years. He said the transformation has attracted a number of South African businessmen who have invested in the country. President Zuma therefore used the occasion to invite Ghanaian businessmen to invest in his country. The president said this when he held a state banquet in honor of President Mills and members of his entourage at Cape Town, South Africa. Our presidential correspondent, Seth Eyah, has filed this report from Cape Town.
The banquet was dubbed Building a Better Africa and a Better World. It was attended by government officials of both countries, businessmen, and the leader of the Inkatha Freedom Party and Chief KwaZulu-Natal Province, Mongosuthu Buthelezi. President Jacob Zuma attributed the improved economic and bilateral trade and investment opportunities between Ghana and South Africa to the Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation.
The Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation, through which our relationship is structured. The Commission has made our work more focused on dealing with common socio-economic challenges we face. These include unemployment, poverty, and inequality. Agreements signed during this visit will help open new avenues of cooperation for the betterment of our people. We welcome the visible progress made in economic relations. In particular, we thank you for creating an enabling environment for our private sector to invest in Ghana.
President Zuma described the visit by President Mills to South Africa as inspirational in terms of leadership and the vision of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
Our state visit fills us with inspiration as we remember what Ghana has given to Africa in terms of African intellectual thought and leadership. Ghana has been a symbol of our pan-African effort to reclaim our culture and standing in the history of humanity. Remain motivated by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, whose convictions were underpinned by an ambition of self-determination for Ghana and the continent at large.
President Mills said the massive support the senior national football team, the Black Stars, received from South Africans during the 2010 World Cup in South Africa should be translated into enhancing relations between them. This, he said, will not only mutually benefit the two countries, but the continent as a whole.
I saw that the support that the Black Stars enjoyed was clear evidence of the long-lasting relationship that has existed between South Africa and the people of Ghana. South Africa has found its rightful place. It has become an obvious leader in Africa. And in coming here, we want to acknowledge that we in Ghana and our brothers and sisters in South Africa have a lot in common. And that if we join our forces, the results will inure to the benefit, not only our two countries, but for the whole of Africa.
President Mills assured President Zuma and members of his government that he will ensure that the agreement signed will be actualized so that it can serve as the foundation for further cooperation between Ghana and South Africa.
We have entered into a number of agreements which were begun by the Permanent Joint Commission on Cooperation. These cover areas such as ICT, tourism, economic cooperation, defense, etc. And these are very important areas that I believe that our two countries can cooperate with one another. Ghana has recently discovered oil and gas, and that imposes some very onerous obligations on us. We therefore need to learn from those who have the know-how, the expertise, so that we ensure that our oil discovery becomes a blessing and not a curse. Mr. President, we have no doubt that the agreements that we have signed will constitute the foundation for further development and progress. We are going to take them seriously and make sure that we operationalize them.
Two more agreements on defense and technical cooperation and visa waiver were signed during the banquet.
A report from our presidential correspondent, Seth Eyah. from South Africa. Meanwhile, anti-apartheid campaigner and chief of the KwaZulu-Natal province of South Africa, Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi, has expressed strong admiration for the leadership of President John Evans Atta Mills. He described him as a dynamic leader, and Ghana is fortunate for having him. Speaking to our correspondent Seth Eyia in Cape Town, the 83-year-old chief and MP paid glowing tributes to Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, and the enormous role he played in the struggle against the apartheid regime.
President Mandela and I were friends for a long time, and that when he was in jail, I campaigned for his release, and that in fact when he was released, the president announced in parliament that it was me who influenced him to release him. So I've come a long way with the struggle. I was honored to be in his government of unity for 10 years, and I was in the cabinet of Mr. Mbeki, but I'm still in parliament even now at my age, because twice I wanted to retire and my party said that no, I'm really between the rock and the hard place. And of course, all of us are very proud of Ghana, because Ghana was our first country on the continent to get freedom. And all of us admired President Nkrumah, to the extent that my youngest son's other name is Nkrumah, in fact, was named by my sister because of the admiration we had, because he blazed the trail for all of us in Africa.
Well, how do you think of Professor Mills, current president of Ghana?
I was very impressed. He's a dynamic leader, and all of us were very impressed to hear him speak in the manner in which he spoke. I think that the Ghanaian people are very fortunate to have a leader of his caliber.
How did you feel those times we see you in the Zulu dress?
Yes.
And now, I want to put on those
pants. On cultural occasions, I do that because I'm very proud of my culture. Whatever I've absorbed by way of acculturation, I'm still a Zulu.
Anti-apartheid campaigner and chief of KwaZulu-Natal province in South Africa, Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi, in that interview with our correspondents Seth Eyia and Napoleon Atukitu in Cape Town, South Africa.